Species can be defined as a group whose members freely breed with each other under natural conditions. However, you may know that some organisms undergo asexual reproduction, which means that they don't need to breed with another member of their species or group to produce offspring. So if we've defined a species as a group whose members are able to freely breed with each other, how do we group together organisms that undergo asexual reproduction? So some of these organisms include plants, some fungi, and some microorganisms such as bacteria. Okay, so we can, if these organisms reproduce asexually, we can't categorize them based on their breeding habits. Instead, these species are defined by their morphology. Now, this what morphology means is their physical characteristics or the way they look. So for some types of organisms, biologists need to examine in detail how they look and group together organisms that have the exact same physical characteristics or their morphology to define them as a species. So, for example, some plant species are defined by the shape or texture or number of their leaves. So you can see at the image at the bottom of the slide, we have an image that contains several different types of trees. And these can be differentiated as species based on their morphology, so based on the physical characteristics of their leaves, their trunks, or their bark, for example. So important to note, so species can be defined by their breeding habits or by their morphology or physical characteristics.